在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
From everyday collection to environmental protection, think green, think waste management. To learn more, go to thinkgreen.com.
This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Steve Mirsky. Got a minute? Future cosmologists will get the universe all wrong, said Arizona State's Lawrence Krauss at the AAAS meeting on February 16th.
All of the pillars of the Big Bang will disappear. The Hubble expansion is going to disappear. Because the galaxies we use as tracers of the Hubble expansion will disappear. There'll be nothing to trace the expansion. You might say, well, look, we have the cosmic microwave background radiation. Too bad, because it goes away. When the universe is 50 times its present age, the cosmic microwave background will not be able to permeate our galaxy. So even if observers were smart enough to measure things much weaker than we can measure today, it wouldn't be there to measure. The scientific picture of the universe 100 years ago was that it was static and eternal, in which we live in an island universe, our galaxy surrounded by empty space. And that's the picture we've changed radically due to all of our observations. And I want to point out the far future is going to bring a return to exactly that picture. Observers in the far future will use the best science they can come up with to determine the nature of the universe, and they will come up with exactly the wrong answer.
Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm Steve Mirsky. To hear Krauss, Alan Guth, and other cosmologists on our current understanding of the universe, tune into the February 18th edition of the weekly SIAM podcast, Science Talk.